So as I was explaining, over in Asia, people didn't have that half-based, half-witted Bible culture where people had taken a few verses in the Bible and then they'd taken their own insecurities about themselves and mixed it in with it. And then they've taken the idea that the Bible does not smile favorably upon homosexuality. There's no verses that celebrate, oh, he's a homosexual. Make him the greatest apostle. You don't see that. It's kind of the other direction. People try, no, it doesn't. The Bible doesn't say that. It, blah, 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 blah. No, you're not going to find any homosexual apostles. The Bible does not smile and celebrate homosexuality the way some people say that it should or say that it does. There's a lot of twisting and contorting in order to make the Bible say that homosexuality is just as great as everything else. You got to really stand on your head to get there. But the Bible is not a basis for the homophobic attitude from the religious Sunday morning. I don't mean the religious right. I mean that the Sunday morning religion of the 1800s, early 1900s, or first half of 1900s. In fact, all the way up to the 90s, even in through the Sunday morning culture was massively homophobic because usually homophobes are closet. The people that remember The Village, M. Night Shyamalan's arguably his last good film, I Like Lady in the Water, but once he did The Happening and it was about had a green agenda, that was when I didn't watch The Happening. Maybe I should. But he his anyhow, The Village was his last good one in his original right. And in there they talked about how people don't want to people will tend to deny their strongest feelings. They'll deny that they have their strongest feelings. This lady was in love with this man, middle-aged adults, and she couldn't, confess that she felt so strongly because she felt so strongly. I think that that happens in a lot of the homophobic circles that developed out of people trying to hide it. That was American Beauty near the end of the movie, where the guy that speaks loudest against homosexuals is actually the guy that's closet. So, like, I think that was going on. They didn't get that from the Bible. You can't blame the Bible for homophobia. It was twisted and contorted to justify homophobia, just like the Bible has to be twisted and contorted in order to celebrate homosexuality. To say that the Bible celebrates and prefers and loves homosexuality, that's great. Oh, it's the best thing. You're not going to get that from the Bible either. So I just I understand, the New Testament was written in a very Greek time period. It was a Greco-Roman culture, and homosexuality was in a lot of places, and so that there wasn't any Jesus never led any God hates fags parades. All right, well, anyhow, all that aside, that culture, that homophobic misusing the Bible culture, didn't exist over in Asia. So you have these Asians, Transformers 2, was it? Was that the one with the pyramids? Yeah, Transformers 2. Remember you had the two robots and the voices were these two black guys? At least that's what it sounded like. And it was this black culture accent type thing. And it was kind of a funny frickin' frack routine, and some people decided to get offended about it, and so that they canned those two robots in the future. It was kind of sad. I thought it was a great routine. Well, they had, I mean, it was it's you had multiracial robots. I mean, people are from all kinds of different cultures. That's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. Black is beautiful. I want to see robots that talk awesomely like Black America. What's wrong with that? But someone decided to be offended because they want to be offended. They pulled it out. Remember those guys? Okay, from that Transformers film, the people in Asia didn't get the joke. They didn't understand what was supposedly funny about those two guys. The theater was silent, like, what just happened? Why are they saying that? This is stupid. Why is it in the movie? Like, they didn't understand it because they don't understand English accents, and they were just looking at some Chinese translation. It was probably a bad job of Chinese translation also. Yeah, in Taiwan, they speak Chinese, in case you didn't know that. For those of you in Reed Rapids. So, they didn't get it. Now, years later, especially with the Marvel stuff going on, Iron Man was a big hit. That took off in a lot of ways. Iron Man 3 especially. Avengers and the whole MCU has really taken off in Taiwan. Since then, Taiwanese have come to understand American humor. They started to get sarcasm. When I was here 11 years ago, they didn't get it at all. Like, they were confused by it. The only jokes that they thought of were puns and slapstick violence. The only things they would ever laugh at. As Taiwan and Asia over here in general, Hong Kong also, has been westernized, people have wanted to copy. There's copycat stuff of what's going on in America. So you get LGBTQA trying to protest and get all worked up like the Americans do, because I'm homosexual, so I'm supposed to be angry. That's what that means. I'm supposed to act like someone's hurting my rights. Because that's what the Americans do all the time. And so I'm going to go out and try. But it's not from the heart. It's not. There's some extent, but not much. People go out there. Yeah, we have a right to be, what we want to be. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, that's right. And they don't get a reaction out of society either. It's just like, oh, okay. Kids wear wild haircuts and the adults don't notice. It's just, oh, yeah, he's a kid. You know, in America, what do you think of that wild hair? In Asia, they don't think about the wild hair from kids. Those are kids being kids. We love kids. Everyone's a kid at some point. You got to grow up. So you have to be at the age of a kid. He's wearing a kid haircut. He's 20. He's 30. He's wearing the haircuts people wear when they're 20 and 30. You get older, they start to turn more gray. It's all normal. In America, we think about these things and overanalyze everything so much. And there wasn't a reaction in Asia when people try to go out and announce that they're part of LGBTQ, AYKXYZ, TBA. So, as I'm seeing all this develop, the level of offendedness in America is hitting levels that I'm only seeing at a distance. It's not over here. It's not. The people over here, Taiwan is one of the first countries to fully adopt issues on same-sex marriage and whatever, orientation and stuff. They've fully, they're going at that faster than anybody else. And some the pastors are kind of concerned, but Taiwan's president that pushed this didn't know that pastors would have a reason that they didn't like that. And so she heard them out and listened to them and said, okay, we got to make sure that what you're concerned about as pastors doesn't become a problem. Yeah, because she respects people. Respect doesn't mean that you hate certain people and not others. Respect means that you respect all people, including the people that think you're wrong. And, I think that's what I'm kind of going to dive into. But the point I want to make in this is that those affections, the radical extreme, the offendedness, the anger, they don't have the background that's lashing out against in Asia, and they're not getting a reaction out of society, an opposite slapback from society either. You do have a lot of times where parents freak out when their kid comes out of the closet. Not a lot, but it happens. When it happens, it's not even religious. It's stereotypical stuff. And usually those are the parents that freak out about everything. You know, their kid does anything that they don't like and they freak out. So they just don't like the mold busters and the gadflies. They don't like anybody that's different. Good, bad is a whole separate question. I'm not talking about what's good and bad. I'm not even saying what I want. I'm simply stating a fact that over here in Asia, that, you know, there are homosexuals and heterosexuals, and then there are trisexuals and transgenders. We have this, but it's got some of the normal stuff, but it doesn't have the offense on both sides of the fence over those issues because it's not coming out of the background. But with the copycat culture associated with Westernization, people are trying to copy it, trying to be offended when they're not really. And it just doesn't happen the same way over here. So I'll go back to it. I love the Bible, but I'm not a fan of Sunday morning. A lot of the offendedness in the culture in America, the unique factor is Sunday morning. The belief that the Church of Jesus Christ is an organization rather than an organism. The body of Christ is an organism, not an organization. It's just Christians coming together talking. That's church, period. What do we say now? Full stop, because we want to be British. In British English, they don't say period. They say full stop. So Well, you know, if you're in those educated circles, you say full stop too, to tell everybody how much you know and to try to, you know, act pretentious. But, you know, Sunday morning created this culture that there's a bureaucracy associated with God. And so many people don't want to let go of that. And that led to certain other power platforms, people are able to get abusive. A preacher is able to take his homophobia. Maybe he's closet and he's extra worried. And so he's able to make rules. And now we've got rules that are homophobic in the mini subculture thing. And there's this attitude that people get. And you institutionalize, you formalize it, and it petrifies. And it becomes this solid, brittle, dangerous thing. But they didn't have that Sunday morning thing over here, so they didn't have the fallout that came with it. I wonder if we would not have the offendedness in America if we hadn't had so much Sunday morning obsession. You've got to have Sunday morning or you hate Jesus. If we didn't have that, there probably would be a lot of offended things that we wouldn't have. I know. Because I can see the difference from Asia. See you tomorrow.